Heather Bresch, the head of the company that makes the EpiPen, is testifying today before Congress amid outrage that her company dramatically raised the cost of the life-saving allergy shots while also raising her salary dramatically. USA Today healthcare policy reporter Jane O'Donnell joins us with more. Hi, Jane.
Hi, nice to be here.
And in addition to all of the things that we've heard about Mylan and Heather Bresch and raising the price of the EpiPen, you've got some reporting about her mother and what she did. Tell us about that.
Well, Gail Manchin, the wife of Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, is the former head of the National School Board Association, which represents all of the state school boards. As soon as she took over, she made it possible for Mylan to not only donate money to the association, which had been done before and for, say, sponsoring a meal, but to pretty much take over the policy guidance that this association gave to states and gave to schools. And that paved the way for EpiPens to be in school nurses' offices around the country and many laws to be passed.
How did that work, that laws at the state level would require schools to have EpiPens so they had to go out and buy them or what?
Right, exactly. There's 11 states that require them. A federal law passed in 2013. It was even called, which is fairly amazing, the EpiPen Law. Hmm. And it gave them funding preference if they were a state that had their schools buying EpiPens. So it made it pretty much the go-to epinephrine auto-injector of choice. Even though there was very limited competition, and when more competition comes along, presumably soon, they will already have a near monopoly.
And have you found through your reporting that Senator Joe Manchin ever stepped in here or put his finger on the scale?
As far as I can tell, his involvement was nominating his wife to the West Virginia School Board in 2007, and that was for a 9-year term. Once she was on that school board, she was participating in this national group. And when she became president-elect, she raised the possibility of getting her quote-unquote daughter's company to donate money.
Was any of this illegal?
No, but it does raise a very important conflict of interest. I mean, when you are a group that is supposed to be working for students and for taxpayers and the boards of education, to be allowing a corporate interest that financially benefits from this kind of activity, that they are able to sell more of their product, EpiPens. They do give many of them away, but it's only about half of schools participate in the program that gives them away for free or at a discount. They're in on the ground floor, and it becomes very difficult for anyone else to enter the market.
So what are you expecting from this hearing today?
Well, I think you're going to hear, I mean, Mylan hasn't said very different things, but they're going to say that the price increases were justified in some cases because they've made changes to the product. This is not a product that they developed,
right.
So it's not even like most drug makers where they're recouping the cost of all that research they did. And that, you know, they will emphasize, as they often do, that they give away a lot of these for free, and that is an important point. There are two states investigating that EpiPens for Schools program, by the way, where if you got them for free, you had to buy only EpiPens. That was a policy for a while.
That's Jane O'Donnell, a healthcare policy reporter with USA Today. Jane, thank you.
My pleasure.